Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wessex Safety Hour conference call hosted by Ian Mortimer. My name is Ian, I'm your event manager. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key *0 on your telephone and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. I'd like to advise all parties the conference is being recorded, and now I'd like to hand over to Ian. Please go ahead.
Okay, so good afternoon to everybody who's rung in. I have the obviously the task of passing on some of the information for Safety Hour today. So I'll move swiftly on and have a look at hopefully what you're looking at, which is the Wessex Safety Hour page. We have quite a large amount of information on it this week, so I shall move on with it with no further ado. There were several incidents actually across the Wessex patch. We had a works delivery contractor twisting his knee, although, question is, that?
It's not ours, is it?
Yeah, so it's southern. So that's an off-route incident with the works delivery contractor twisting his knee on the River Stour Bridge. There is some further details on that on the attachment at the bottom, which is linked via the Southern Shield Home Safe, which we will discuss slightly later on. Okay, we've got an incident at Bedhampton, which involved a traction cable, which did actually last for quite some time during the 11th of the 5th, and involved quite a lot of response from the infrastructure teams. Some of the delay being making sure that we actually did the work in a safe and effective manner with the minimal impact on the service, obviously, whilst we were attempting to do that. We had an incident at Hounslow where the BT police were informed that we had a hole in the footsteps of School Road footbridge. There is some further review of that incident taking place to understand why the delay in rectifying that situation took place, and we shall await some further updates with regards to that incident. We then had an incident on the 13th of the 5th at Warpleton, pardon my pronunciation, to report that a train had struck a large 8-inch branch of a silver birch. There were no injuries at the time, and it was dealt with by our response team. Right, okay, we had an incident at Vauxhall, contracting gangs were erecting scaffolding work, and it was reported that this had encroached onto the railway infrastructure. The MOM obviously attended and rebriefed the site teams accordingly, with the dangers obviously involved in such incidents and the proper process for completing the work. On the same day, we also had an emergency call reporting that a 3-foot section of guttering had fallen from one of our bridges onto a footpath. And in this case, it was noticed that there were lots of pigeons sitting on it. But of course, the question there is, how much attention do we pay to things that are above us rather than just obviously underfoot, etc., because we can have dangers above and to the side and in all directions in our environment. Same day, we had Berryland, a Cafe Spad on Whiskey Kilo 126 signal. This was, I think, down to a situational awareness issue with the driver, and I think it highlights the fact that it's another issue with complacency bringing into, you get used to repetitive tasks, which we all have in some form or other in our job, and therefore it can lead to some unsafe incidents. We had also the following day, Worthing Junction, member of Basing State S&T was wearing a set of high drive points and he felt a pop in his wrist, requiring some treatment, and it has since become a lost time injury. I think that also just highlights that we do an awful lot of repetitive action issues when we're carrying out maintenance, some of which can actually put quite a lot of stress on our joints, etc. I'm not aware of exactly how this was done, but I'm aware that having wound points myself, sometimes there is quite a lot of force required to get involved in the actual doing or carrying out of that. Okay, so on the 15th of the 5th at Clandon, we had a vital world cause working within one of our possession items that he's apparently removed detonator protection before an engine clearing crane had reached this location. The driver stopped, having realised there was something wrong, and queried it with the gentleman in question. The incident is currently undergoing further review, and we will await the update on that situation. Okay, so, Pooley Green level crossing. A member of Felton S&T sustained an injury to his right index finger when he was closing the maintenance van door. Again, knowing a little bit more about this incident and having the workforce health and safety advisors having discussed the incident with him earlier today, this one again is a case of distraction whilst carrying out multiple things at the same time. So he was trying to ensure that his seatbelt wasn't caught in the door whilst picking up his mobile phone and closing the door at the same time. Unfortunately, the three various actions came into conflict with each other, and therefore he ended up shutting his fingers in the door, aggravated by the fact that he actually had his fingers in line with the closing mechanism. Okay, so that's running through the various incidents that we've had across Wessex, which I must admit, from my perspective, seems like a very large number. I know, aware, obviously, that the Christchurch one is just on the over the borders. But I think what it sort of also makes you understand is, A, we work in a very hazardous environment, and there are numerous ways in which we can come into conflict with either other obstacles, etc., and therefore cause ourselves injury. Okay, so at that point I shall ask if we can open it up to see if there's anybody has any questions with regards to those incidents before we then afterwards we'll have a look at the attachments that are attached to the bottom.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone, record your name and press the hash key, and if you decide to withdraw your question, simply key star two. All questions will be answered in the order received, and you'll be advised when to ask your question, and all other lines will remain on listen only. So to ask a question, simply key star one on your telephone, record your name and press the hash key. And we do have a question. It comes from the line of
Neil Fowler.
Please go ahead.
Hello, Ian. Good afternoon. Just a little point. The Christchurch is on our route. It's between Brockenhurst and Bournemouth.
Ah, okay. That's my geographical knowledge being flawed. Thank you for pointing that out.
Okay. Thanks, Ian.
Okay.
Thank you. No further questions at this time, Ian.
Okay. Right. Okay. I shall move on to having a quick look at the various attachments. I'm just going to do a brief overview of these as there is quite a lot, but what I would point out is that most of them are well worth printing out and putting on the safety notice boards. There's a lot of information in the attachments this week. The first one does give details of various incidents that have taken place across the southern routes. So we had a torn ligament. The gentleman who was on the Avon and Stour River Bridge actually ended up tearing his ligament in his right leg, causing severe pain and a hospital visit. And I think there we're sort of looking at it saying, well, actually, we do have to manoeuvre sometimes in quite precarious positions. There are various things, such as obviously when we're manoeuvring around bridges or limited clearance sites, even just the manoeuvring around points machines at times can be quite fraught with some dangers and twisting in awkward positions. Historically, from my own perspective, I'm aware that our S&T colleagues have some difficulty with accessing parts of panels when they're replacing buttons, etc., which may well involve twisting into positions that aren't particularly natural, and we really need to be aware of ourselves from a welfare perspective when doing that. And of course, I think our EMP colleagues have to move around complex layouts inside their rooms as well, etc. And our PWA colleagues, obviously, and others all have bits of manoeuvring where you're carrying heavy loads, which will be putting stress on our joints, etc. Okay, one of the other things on here is quite novel idea from some operatives at Dover, where they realised that historically we had been using hands whilst delivering concrete to manoeuvre the chute that delivers the concrete out of the back of the lorry, and therefore they had come up with a simple hook mechanism to allow them to remove their hands from the vicinity of the mechanism. Sometimes I think we have to bear in mind that the simplest solution probably is the best one, and just because it seems like a simple idea, I mean, it's still worth highlighting that you do have these ideas. Okay, the next item on this particular one is just showing in pictorial evidence-wise the dangers of uneven loads. This one in particular had the potential to unload sleepers should they have opened the wrong side of a wagon. It may well have potentially fallen on somebody. And therefore, I think the reminder here is safe loads are always the option we want to be going with, and hence why we, in certain cases, for a lot of cases, we have load examiners and lifting plans, etc. Okay, and I think the last item on here, which is the one that actually makes you think on the greater context of not just our industry but other industries as well, and the fact that we can impact on outside lives of the general public is it's an article here about what happened to Travis Perkins in the Milton Keynes area, where they've been fined £2 million for a customer having been killed on their site. Even though he was loading his own vehicle, he hadn't been given instructions or had the activity carried out in a manner that was considered to be controlled. Therefore, I think we also, from the thing we can pick up is here, is when we are carrying out activities, we can affect people who sit outside of the railway industry. And we just have to be aware of that, and our responsibility to keep everybody safe as well as ourselves. Okay, the next one is an environmental toolbox talk. Now, there is a lot of data here, and I have no intention of talking through the entire lot of it. Suffice to say, it gives quite specific details about the various animals and protections and the species that we have across our route. It also gives quite detailed information about various compounds, so it's got wet concrete, for instance, but also the invasive species that we have found around our network and some of the potential outcomes of coming into contact with these. And I would also refresh people's information with knowledge, basically, with regards to the management of invasive species, in that obviously from a legal perspective we have some legal responsibility to ensure we follow all of these processes. And therefore we will be held accountable if these processes are not followed. And that can actually spread all the way down to personal accountability should it'd be actually be understood that somebody had acted contrary to these things. Okay, what's the other one? There's also, lastly, a safety advice about an uncontrolled movement of a Genie Nuke, where I believe it suffered from brake failure. And there's quite a lot of detail on that one, which anybody using Nukes for any activity generally tends to be our EMP colleagues in dealing with level crossing or lighting systems in yards, etc. And it sort of gives some basic ideas of what to need to do there. Now, one of the other things that obviously, and I pardon myself for with regards again back to the original one, I did want to focus on the fact that also we have Mental Health Awareness Week ongoing this week, which the focus being rather than necessarily on the well-known factors such as lifestyle and eating, etc. This one is more about relationships. And I think obviously bear in mind that isn't just your relationship with your partner or your family, it's relationships at work as well. You know, it can be with your line manager, your people you work with, etc. And we've got various people sort of going, moving, coming around. We obviously have our Validium service, should people find that they've got issues that they wish to talk to somebody independently about. And you've got Grazia doing a tour of the network, just talking to people and being open for discussions. Okay. There's also a link here to a work pressures survey being carried out by the Infrastructure Safety Liaison Group, and I would encourage you to take part in that. Just because the more data they have, the more informed they can be. What else have we got? And I think that's there's a nice little article there about tidy work sites and the benefits of obviously keeping the place tidy. And I would suggest actually that works, that's not just outside, it's inside as well. You know, sometimes it's worth just stopping, having a look around your office and saying, actually, is this environment tidy? It's well and good as telling everybody outside to be nice and tidy, and then we sit with a mess around our offices. It's not quite so evident in some of the more corporate offices, but some of the, and I would probably include my own office back at Clapham in this. Sometimes I probably need to think about how we tidy up after ourselves in that regard. Okay, so at that point, I think we've all listened to me chuntering on far too much. So if there's anybody wishes to raise any questions or in regards to this or any other item regarding safety, then I shall open it up for questioning again. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. So again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask the question, simply key star then one on your telephone, record your name, and then press the hash or pound key. And to withdraw a question, it's simply star two. And we have no questions at this time, Ian.
Okay, right. And as a closing statement, then I will say, right, those amongst us in the infrastructure are aware that there was a, and probably in operations as well, that we had an irregularity incident yesterday. I'm certainly not going to discuss it because it's under current review as we speak. However, I would say you need to look out for any emails coming through on the system in regards to immediate action that needs to be taken within delivery units in regards to this incident. If there are no further, so we'll leave it for there. So if you give it another 30 seconds or so, see if anybody's got any questions. If not, I will call it a halt. No further questions then?
No questions in the
queue. Okay. In which case, I will bring the call to a close. Thank you very much for attending. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. So, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you for joining, and enjoy the rest of your day.